start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Don't want to be
a dramatic entrance. I was just thinking, I'm like, I'm podcasting by myself today, and all I can do is sing Celine Dion all by myself naturally. So I thought I'd enter with that, and I'm like, wait, this is depressing. And grape therapy is not depressing. It's therapy to make you happy. So before you put on your socks, on your pantyhose, or even your shoes on, you put on your confidence. Oh, Jordan on The Bachelorette. That is a quote straight out of Jordan's mouth. Welcome to Grape Therapy. Your session is now starting. I'm going to start every podcast with that. You know what? Before you put on your socks or your pantyhose or even your shoes, you put on your confidence. I kind of like it. I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad motto to live by. Let's put a pause on ABC. Let's talk Netflix for a second. Who doesn't love Netflix? Netflix original film Ibiza is available to watch right now. Bet you can't guess where. Yeah, you can. I just said it like 8 times. Netflix. This is the girls' trip of the summer. When Harper's 2 BFFs tag along on her work trip to Barcelona, they find themselves on a wild adventure through the local EDM scene. Where Harper meets a hot DJ, she ends up following to Ibiza. This is a super funny female-driven comedy with amazing scenery, a look into the insane clubs of Ibiza, and features a fun soundtrack with some of the top EDM artists. Hilarious performances from Gillian Jacobs, my favorite Vanessa Bayer, and Phoebe Robinson. It also stars Richard Madden as the hot DJ and Harper's love interest. The film touches themes we as women can all relate to, like how to balance a growing career with a personal life, travel, falling in love, and maintaining relationships with your best friends. These women take a trip that, despite some major mishaps, is the trip of a lifetime. That's Netflix original film Ibiza, available now. Anyways, I was worried about Becca on the bike. They started the episode with a little B-roll. B-roll of Becca riding a bike, and she was a little shaky. I was like, oh, it's been a while. Hey, Tuck, you good? I'm all by myself / with Tucker.
Excuse me, that was rude.
I'm not drinking by myself. I'm with Tucker. And Tucker has got some of the worst toots of his whole career today. And we're just, you know, getting hotboxed in my little podcast studio. And it is what it is, you know? Anyways, you know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of a few things on the show, but I'm really sick of the whole balcony scene where a group of guys or girls are on the balcony and they're yelling to the bachelor or the bachelorette. Like, it was funny, like, the first time they did it, maybe the second time. Now I'm like, okay, do we really need, like, if I was one of the guys or girls, I just wouldn't agree to it. I'll be like, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to take a knee. You guys go yell on the balcony. Hello, Becca. I'm going to take a knee. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's like one of those things that Chris Harrison said, you know, it's like iconic that he comes in at the end of the rose ceremonies and says, this is the last, or this is the final rose. I can't believe I just screwed that up. Becca, gentlemen, this is the final rose. It's like, yeah, we know, but he's saying it's like an iconic like line, which I agree with. So maybe that's the balcony thing. I'm just overreacting. Sounds about right. Right, Sean? Anyways. Let's talk about this episode, okay? We're back. We got Bachelorette episodes up. So you know what that means? Grape Therapy turns into Bachelorette recaps. Because you know what? It's hard to create content. So you know, this is easy for me. My life's so hard. No, I am busy though. So this is good. I like talking Bachelorette. I like giving you guys the rundown, the inside scoop, and doing a little recap for you. With a glass of wine. Groom's Day. Okay. This date was, Lincoln was savage on this date from the start of the group date until the end. Rachel and Brian, super cute. Love their little appearance. I think they're adorable together. But yeah, Lincoln, I don't know. I'm like, hey, first of all, he totally won by cheating. And I would have said no. If I was Becca at the altar, I would have been like, mm-mm. Nobody wants a cheater. Especially when you're looking for a husband. I didn't like that. I saw him doing that timer thing and he got out before everyone. I didn't like it. Anyways, it's always so funny how like a group of men just sit around a table and just talk shit about other men. And they like seem to know what's right for Becca. Like, I don't think he's here for her. I don't think that's what Becca wants. And I just don't think Becca's energy matches with his. It's like, you don't know her yet. And you don't know him. Like, it's just so funny. But I know it's all producer driven. Like, you have to have those conversations. Otherwise, the guys would obviously just be like sitting around talking about like football or whatever guys talk about. And nobody wants to listen to that. If they were talking about football, we'd be like, do you want to get to the drama or... So anyways. Lincoln describes kissing Becca. So he won, obviously. He won the competition because he went into beast mode and kind of scared me a little bit. But he got to kiss Becca and he said, he described kissing Becca like, I can't do his accent or I would really put that on for you guys, but I can't. He said, kissing Becca is like flying to the moon on the wings of a Pegasus. What the f*** is a Pegasus? While dancing with unicorns on a pot of gold and more. What the f***? I'm going to be honest with you, man. Wasn't great from where we were sitting. I was like awkward watching him. I feel like his head was really like his head was just moving a lot. It was kind of weird. Anyways, that's a weird way to describe a kiss. You know, reel it in. Reel it in. Anyways, he won. There's this photo of them at the fake altar. The whole picture thing was just so embarrassing. I had secondhand embarrassment for the, I don't remember the one guy's name, Lincoln, and the other guy who had the whole scene about the picture. Because if we get it, Lincoln. Like, you won the competition by cheating. And now you have the pic to remember it by, and that represents this fake wedding. We don't need you to talk to the picture and kiss it and, like, it was a bit much, but we also don't need, what's his, oh, Connor. We also don't need Connor to have a little hissy fit over being, it being on display and break the picture. Like, what, I'm glad he was embarrassed about it, but come on. You know, it's just so weird because I think back, and I know I've talked about this before on other podcasts, that you, as a contestant, you really hang on to anything that the Bachelor or the Bachelorette gives you or says to you. Because it's all you have to go off of. And so you, like, that picture probably did mean so much more to him than we can even imagine. Because he really, like, maybe he's a very sentimental guy. Obviously a very sentimental guy. And so that picture probably meant more than just a photo. It was, like, a memory. It was validation. And it's week two, you know? People are already starting to go a little... happens. To the best of us. And then they went on. Okay, they did their little group date thing. Yeah, everyone's really cute. Her and Garrett are really cute. Jean Blanc. Jean B. Oh, I kill myself. I really, you know, so I'm so lucky that I'm fun to hang out with. Because I can just have a good time on the podcast by myself. Jean B., which is definitely what I'm calling him for the rest of his time, got the rose. Super sweet. They were cute together. And then, okay, Lincoln saying that Jean, I always feel like weird saying Jean, because I'm like, do you mean John? No, Jean. Lincoln saying that Jean getting the group date rose ruined his evening really ticked me off, because I'm like, oh, so it was about winning to you, because you should be really happy that you actually just like had that moment with Becca. You got to kiss her, you got to get a little further along with her, you got to prove yourself to her. So clearly with Lincoln, it's just about winning. And while we're on the Lincoln topic, sorry to go there, but does he really poop on the floor and then put it in the toilet? Okay, before I discuss this and get into it and share my feelings on it, I would like to know the background. Okay, so was this how he was raised in Nigeria? Because then I don't think we should really poke fun at this, because it might be like his culture. I know he has the accent, like he's from London or something, but he's from Nigeria and maybe that is his culture. And I mean, pooping on the floor definitely is not for me. I agree, toilets are not very sanitary, but to be honest with you, neither is your dishwasher, neither is your sink, neither is Tucker's mouth, but I'll share an ice cream cone with him any day. You know? I don't think the floor is much more clean. Anyways, regardless, I said I was not going to discuss this until I have questions. have questions and they need to be answered. Maybe I can get Lincoln to call in or something and discuss, but actually that's probably something he's like, can we keep the bathroom talk private? I'm like, not on Grape Therapy, not on Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristowe. We go there, brother man. Oh my God. That's what Sean calls Tucker, brother man. Hey, brother man. Anyways, I have questions. Blake. I like Blake and Becca. This date reminded me of mine with Ben Z, because it started, you know, Chris Harrison set it up and we got in a limo and we didn't know where we were going. I'm pretty sure we went to the exact same rundown warehouse that Becca went to. But instead, I didn't get to go smash things with Lil Jon. I got to walk into a room of pigeons. Still mad at you, Chris Harrison, for that one. I don't even think they aired like my full fear when that happened, because I had to actually cry in a corner and I was shaking and Ben was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry for you right now. Like this is bad. I was actually shaking in a corner. And I think at that point, the producers and Chris Harrison realized like it was a legit fear. It wasn't just like a funny, oh, she's scared of birds. Like it was legit. I was shaking and crying. And Pidge, I could just hear them behind me like, oh, even me doing that sound freaks me out. I hate doing podcasts by myself because then I go to sip wine and I'm like, yeah, so here's some silence for you. But maybe you can hear the birds chirping in the background. That's the weird part about podcasting from my home, is you can hear the birds chirping, but maybe it's nice. Let's find out. Oh, that's good wine. Today I'm drinking Kim Crawford. Oh, cheers. Kim Crawford, Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Jean Blanc. Jean Blanc. Sauvignon Jean Blanc. I need to calm down here. Breaking glasses, knocking stuff over. Okay. Where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, my date compared. Get over yourself, Caitlin. It's about Becca right now. Okay, this date was awesome. I'm not sure anyone but my friends from before the show really understands my full obsession with the song Turn Down for What. I will never forget the first time I heard it. I was with a friend in Tampa Bay, Florida. And we were in this like sweet Ferrari and the song came on and we were like, this is the dumbest song I've ever heard, but I kind of love it. And we were like singing it the whole rest of our night. We went to some charity event. Oh, yeah. Wait, it's all coming back. It's all coming. We went and saw this guy from American Idol. He had two first names. I'm blanking. But anyways, we couldn't stop saying, turn down for what? And then we started singing it in an opera voice. Turn down for what? And anyways, I became obsessed with the song. And I remember telling my girlfriends, like, one day I will meet Little John. One day I'll meet Little John and I will yell turn down for what with him. And I really put it out into the universe. And let me tell you, people, it works. Because when I think it was around the time I found out I was maybe going on the show on The Bachelor, I went to this pool party in LA while I was there to meet like producers, and Lil Jon was there. And I was like, I mean, here we go. I would be stupid to pass up this opportunity. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, like, can we take a video and say turn down for what? Someone did that to me. I was like, hey, can we say like, will you accept this rose? I'd be like, ew, he probably hates me. I wonder if he even remembers that. But anyways, he thought it was a picture. I knew it was a video. I yelled turn down for what with Lil Jon and he just like does this like weird awkward smile. Anyways, I always find a way to turn the conversation back to me. What was I getting at? Oh, my obsession with turn down for what? I also just found a video in my phone of me doing, this is like single Caitlin. I was on a bar in a backwards hat and overalls doing the splits, like bouncing in the splits, doing a shot of tequila to the song Turn Down for What. You know what? I'll post that on my Off the Vine page on Instagram so you guys can feel sorry for me. Okay, so that was an awesome date. Really loved it. The smashing things, that they just looked like they had so much fun. I think the song really got to me too, where I was like, yeah, this date is awesome. They look like they were dressed in the cutest outfits. Love the Tims. But I really like Blake and Becca together. Blake seems very emotionally available. Oh, nice way to word it, Caitlin. He's able to talk about his feelings. And I just think they're really cute together. And P.S. how pissed is Russ? I still don't know if his name is Russ or Ross, Becca's ex. I feel like he's just like, living his nightmare right now. Like, he like thought, oh, okay, crap, she's going on The Bachelor. And then she like made it far. They didn't talk. So he like goes on the show, makes an ass of himself. And now he's now she's The Bachelorette, just like the most wanted girl in America. Poor guy. Russ, man, you're going to be okay. Going to be okay. But I'm not going to lie, I got sweaty eyes during this date. That's what Sean calls it when you get tears in the eyes, because apparently he thinks crying is not okay. He just doesn't cry, but he calls it sweaty eyes. So I got sweaty eyes during this date because I just remember, like, I don't know, the butterfly feelings with Sean and like the honeymoon phase and the whole like obviously that never lasts for anybody. So I'm just like, oh, Becca girl, you enjoy that. Like, obviously we're still romantic and still in love, guys, don't worry. But I'm just saying that initial like honeymoon phase never ends. It never ends. It always ends. It never lasts for any couple. That's just not real life. Read the book, the five love languages, language, whatever. Read it. It talks about how you're in this like state of mind that like that person can do no wrong and you're just so happy. And so I'm like, oh, you enjoy that. It was just really sweet because they're just like, it was like the beginning of them kind of falling in love. And I don't know, spoiler, so I don't know who she ends with, but they have a sweet relationship. I'll tell you that. I hope Blake doesn't get lost in the episodes from having the first one-on-one, because sometimes that happens. So let's fingers crossed, you know. Why does style have to mean zero comfort? How sick of you are blisters and sore knees and feet from wearing heels all day and night, or just uncomfortable shoes? Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go. It's stylish, classic, comfortable, and comes in three fashionable styles: the flat, the point, and the loafer. Color and pattern selection is amazing, and they're always updating their lineup. They launch new colors every few weeks and sell out constantly. You have to check out these shoes, and then you're going to want to tell every woman that you know. So there you go. It will blow your mind that they're made from recycled plastic water bottles. I love that. But they're so soft. They're the softest shoe you will put on your feet. Guaranteed. You can feel good about wearing them. And a major added bonus, they're machine washable. Because let's face it, feet sweat. Pretty sure I can smell mine right now. I love my Rothy's, and I know you will too. So right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for my listeners. If you use code VINE to get free shipping, no minimum. Free shipping and free returns exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. And trust me, you won't return them. Go to Rothy's.com, Rothy's.com, to enter and enter VINE to get your cute shoes and free shipping. No brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. And that's free shipping. Get yourself a pair today. Rothy's.com, promo code VINE.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey guys, if you want, you can help my podcast stay free to download with minimal ads. That sounds glorious. I know. Take the survey for Podcast One. Responses will help align all the appropriate advertisers to my audience. So help me help you, you know? The survey is short and completely anonymous. It takes no more than 5 minutes. There are two easy ways to do the survey. You can go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. If you have filled out the survey in the past, I thank you, but we still need you to do it again. You do all of us at Off the Vine and Podcast One a huge favor by filling this out. So thank you for supporting my program and for taking the time to complete this survey.
Now back to Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
I think it's time to play dodgeball. That's a quote from Billy Madison. All I did during this date, I feel like, was quote White Goodman.
That's great. Go ahead, make your jokes, Mr. Jokey. Joke maker.
I laugh so hard because I hear White Goodman from the movie Dodgeball, and I just like, I'm like, oh, he is like a little bit of inspiration behind my alter ego, Rick. Anyways, Dodgeball. Ah, I wish Chris Harrison would have called me up and I could have sat there and done the commentary, Chris, and we're just shooting the shit, you know, doing some dodgeball quotes. If you can dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. Even though I wouldn't be funny, I would just be stealing all of the quotes from Dodgeball. But anyways, Leo is freaking Amazon woman. Like what, how long? I have so many questions for Leo and Lincoln. Leo, like how did you get your hair like that? Is it genetics? Do you use a specific product that I should be knowing about? Do you use Sugar Bear hair? How many times a week do you wash your hair? How long did it take you to get it that long? Do you use hot tools because you don't have any breakage? You have shine, but it's not like too much shine that it's grease. Just I need answers and advice. So if you could just maybe, I don't know, reach out somehow. I could really use some hair advice. I'm so jelly of his flow, man. Just jelly of the flow. Episode 2 is kind of hard to talk about because I'm not super invested in anyone yet. Like Blake kind of because he had the one-on-one. But you got to like really, I don't know. I feel like it's like episode, I don't even know how many episodes there are. Like 6 maybe where you really start to care about relationships and get invested. Like, okay, act like I haven't been on the show, but you do, you get invested and that's when it gets interesting to watch. But the first like few, I'm just like, oh, okay, like, I don't know. The whole Colton Tia thing, kind of weird. I mean, whatever, Tia's awesome and beautiful. And if I were a single guy and I had the chance to talk to her and date her, hang out with her for a weekend, I would. Obviously it didn't work out. So then he goes on Becca's season. I mean, it's all, this is so cheesy, but like it's all up to your heart. Like what if you're about to miss out on a super special relationship because he hung out with one of your girlfriends for a weekend? You know, like you're in the bachelor world now, missus. Everybody's gonna date everybody. Everybody's gonna date everybody. It's just kind of how it is. But I don't know. If that, I can't tell her how to feel. And if that really bothers her, then it really bothers her. But to me, I'm just like, ah, whatever. It didn't work out. Cool. Like maybe it'll work out between us, but maybe not. Who knows? Let's see where it goes. Because she's obviously attracted to him. So that's, I mean, you can really hear those birds chirping out there. Anyways, I just think it'll depend on what Tia has to say, because we saw in the end of the episode that Tia and some of her girlfriends come there, and then we'll find out more, you know? Then we can work with what we got. I don't know, whatever. Becca's wardrobe this season, so far, this season, 2 episodes in, fire. Nice work, Carrie Fettman. He is the stylist for the show. He's timeless. He's been with the show forever. He keeps up with the times. I don't know how he does it, because he's on social media if you want to follow him. He does a bunch of pictures of all the wardrobe. And Gina is also on Instagram. She does all the makeup. They're amazing. And I'm like, how do you guys, like, I don't feel like Carrie's really the type of person that's like really like involved in social media. He's got it and he has awesome stuff. But I'm like, how does he keep with the times, you know? He used to style Joan Rivers. Like, he's a big D. Big D. And nice work, Becca, for wearing the dresses so well, you know? Got to give her credit, too, because she looks beautiful and everything. But she also, okay, not toot my own horn, but she kind of gives me Caitlin Bristow vibes. Like, she did the whole, like, tuck behind the ear on the one side and her, like, style choices. Just how she's, like, a little more, like, edgy. I don't know. She gives me Caitlin vibes. Is that weird to say? I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm really not. And, you know, she's kissing everybody. I love it. She's honestly like, ah, great. Okay, let's make out and see what's like, is there a connection here? She's just getting to the point. I like it. I think everybody in her position, in the bachelor position, I don't know if she's getting crap for it. Usually the women do and the men don't. But I think it's great. Establish if there's a connection there or not. And, you know, if there's not, perfect. It makes rose ceremonies easier. I'm into it. And I loved Connor's little comeback where he checked his own picture of himself in the pool. Great idea, whatever producer came up with that, because I'm sure it wasn't Connor, but it was good. I really liked that move. Really liked it. What was next? Oh, TikTok. Let's make it rock. Jordan is my favorite guy this season. Sorry. He's a lovable douche canoe. And you can bet your butt I will be quoting him all season long as he lasts. But I hope she keeps him around a little bit. Just his Jordanisms, those, everything that comes out of his mouth. I'm like, the presence that he has on the show is powerful because he's just obviously golden TV. But what the hell is he even talking about half the time? Like, no one knows, but I want more. I'm going to be so sad when she sends him home. I just keep it. He struts. Like, he was strutting to her with his little ginties on and the shirt over the shoulder. And he meant it. Like, he thought, he was like, you know, coming in hot. I feel good about this decision. And he taps her on the shoulder. He's naked. Like, he was, oh, I'm going to do it. He was really putting the cock in the cocktail party. You know what I mean? I know you guys are laughing. I'll give you a moment to laugh through that. Yeah, get it all out. Get your laughs out. And then he goes, I'm really into, like, you know, having a mini-me. Jordy, he calls him. And he pats his shoulder. And he goes, old Junior right here. Like, old Jordy would be just propped up on his shoulder. And he's patting his shoulder. And he goes, hanging out in the G-Wagon with some tunes on. I'm like, man, this guy doesn't get it. Lovable douchebag. It's like I think he means well. He's like everything that you would stereotype as a male model. And I am here for it. Maybe I'm here for the wrong reasons, because I'm here for the Jordanisms. And Chicken needs to just settle the F down and enjoy the Jordan show. I hate when people get like, dudes, don't get so wrapped up in the other guys and what they're doing. Like, just sit back and enjoy the show. That's what I did as a contestant. And when girls were doing their crazy stuff, I was like, this is great. This is great. I'm just going to hang back and watch it all unfold. And I love that Jordan wore his little pink blankie to the rose ceremony. Yes. Yes, Jordan. Yes, Jordy. I've shown my fashion. I've shown my skin. Come at me. That was another thing that Jordan said. I'm sure you got that. I wouldn't come out of my mouth. I love watching Chris Harrison do his thing when he does come out to do the, you know, ladies or whatever, it's gentlemen. Becca, if you didn't receive a rose, when that whole thing, he does a huge sigh before he does it. He goes, gentlemen, if you did not receive a rose, like it, he makes you believe that it affects him. It doesn't. He's thinking about golfing. And then, oh my gosh. Okay. Alex crying at the end. I don't know if you guys remember that was his name, but the guy that was crying at the end of the episode and he had no words. He was like, I was here for love, looking for love. Oh, I'm like, okay, his buddies are going to probably make so much fun of him when they watch that on TV. But that actually makes me sad, because why should we make fun of him for just, I mean, he probably had a few drinks. It's a long ass night. It's like, You've just been like through a whirlwind. Producers are telling you stuff. You think you're going to, you know, make it through. Then you don't. And then they stick you with whoever can cut to the core of you. So whatever producer can really, who is bonded with you, who's just like, you know, they get you. They're like, oh, you're on no sleep. You've been drinking all night. Rose ceremonies can be like, and with the cocktail hours, like, I don't know, 12 hours. So I just like felt for him, and he was like trying not to cry, but it broke my heart and it made me mad. Cause I remember, okay, so when I was saying his buddies are going to make fun of him and that makes me sad, I was in the card aisle the other day at like Walgreens or something, picking up a card, and there's a section for like manly cards, like bro cards for men who don't like to like show their emotions. And I was like, ew, come on. And I read one of the cards and it was like, hey man, I'm not good with this stuff, so just know it's all good. And I'm like, this is a section in Hallmark, like the Hallmark section of cards for bro cards. Like, ew. You know what? Showing emotions is attractive. It's attractive. God, I get so angry over that. Anyways, I know I like to drink wine. I'll tell you what I don't like to drink. Water. I've been flying all around, visiting family, going to LA, back and forth, getting so dehydrated. I always get so dehydrated and jet lagged from flying, even if it's like an hour time change or like a short flight. It's not that I don't drink water, but who has enough time or space to carry around the gallon of water that you actually need? So I put a packet of Liquid IV in my water when I got back from my last flight, and I am telling you, it was night and day for me. It's non-GMO electrolyte drink mix. It's vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and can provide the same hydration, get a load of this, as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. It delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. It contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. And I love this little fun fact. It donates 1 serving to people in need for every order placed. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. So right now, my listeners are getting 20% off liquidiv.com when you use my code VINE at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter promo code VINE to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquid-iv.com, promo code VINE. Don't wait. Get hydrated today. Anyways, preview for the next week. Standard ambulance episode is upon us. Every season, there's an ambulance. I wonder if it's the same ones every time. So funny. I'm going to answer some questions from the Twitter. Because you guys had some pretty good questions, actually. For any questions from Monday's episode you want to ask me besides how we remember all the guys' names. Because that's a secret. Even though I think I've talked about it before. Sarah Strum. When will they stop with the RE references every 10 seconds? I think it's pronounced Airy, but yeah, it's a little annoying. But I think it's like, ooh, let's remind everybody why we're rooting for Becca. Let's oh, her heart was so broken. Let's re-fall in love with her. I don't know. I don't know why they do it. That was just my guess. Zoe, my Zoe called life. Nice. How do you feel about Lincoln crying after his picture was thrown into the pool? And did you think Connor was sincere when he apologized to Becca and threw his picture in the pool? Okay, Lincoln crying. When people cry, it breaks my heart. Because you're in a situation that you've never been in. And emotions aren't, like, they just pour out of you like they've never poured out before. So him crying just probably had, it was probably a buildup of a lot of emotions. Again, he's probably a sentimental guy. It probably meant a lot to him. Connor's apology. I think he meant it. I don't think it was his idea, but I think he was like, yeah, that's a good idea. I was kind of an ass. And I think he was embarrassed. So I do believe that he was sorry. Colleen, we need to get down to the nitty gritty on the Tia Colton timeline. When did this take place? This is what I was thinking. How did they meet? Did Tia know he was going to be on the show? How did he landy? Nice. Yeah, I'm wondering about the timeline too, because they do, like, so when Becca started to go away for filming, they take away your phone. So they're, oh wait, but then he would have been there. Wait, I'm so confused. Why didn't Tia tell? I don't know. I'm sure our questions are going to be answered about that next episode. Marissa Wenner, when are the ITMs filmed? I noticed Becca has different hair accessories on her date compared to the interviews. They do a lot of it, like ITMs mean in the moment, and they do a lot of them in the moment, but they also do a ton of them later. So sometimes you have to put on your dress from night one and try and make your hair and makeup the same and talk about whatever dress you're wearing, whatever night that matches up with. So yeah, ITMs, I know they're called in the moments, but they're not. Some of them are, some of them are not. Kara said, is Sean comfy to lie on or no because of abs? That's really funny, because he's actually, like, I love laying on him, and actually we cuddle every single night, but he is like a little rock hard. He's kind of like laying on a rock, but you know, I'm also not mad at it, so there you go. Francesca. Ooh, that's a fun name to say. Francesca. Do they make you keep certain guys around for ratings? I mean, you have... You know who is there for good TV. You know who, that you're not going to keep somebody, and they kind of just make a suggestion like, hey, he's pretty entertaining. You might want to keep him around. It's funny. And then you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. So they don't make you, but they highly recommend it. You know? Oh, Lisa, good question. Lisa Barker, would you have questioned your relationship with Sean if he told you on night two that he had previously dated Carly or Becca? I guess I would question his motives, because I'd be like, why are you reaching out to Bachelor girls if you like don't know them? Like, if you're just a fan of the show and you reached out. But if you just hung, I mean, if Sean just hung out with like Carly for a weekend and it didn't work out with them, I wouldn't let it alter our relationship. It would probably make me a little uncomfortable and I'd have questions, but I would let it go if the feelings were as strong as if my feelings were as strong as they were for Sean, I definitely would get past it. Catherine Phelps, when you're the Bachelorette and a guy cries in front of you, how hard is it to not laugh, or do you genuinely empathize with them? It depends on the guy, I guess. If he's like drunk crying and like not making sense, it's pretty funny. But if he's like genuine, has tears in his eyes, like I just feel terrible. I definitely empathize, again, because I've been on the other side of it too, and I know that it's actually just such a weird situation. Caitlin Beeksma, do you actually decide who gets which date, or is it kind of random? Sometimes they're like, hey, maybe you could put this person on this date so that later down the road you can have this date with this guy as a one-on-one. Like, they make suggestions that would work for you. Yeah, it's kind of random. It's kind of random. Especially with this large of a group, you're like, okay, well, he's either on this one or that one. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. Kristen Langston, what's the purpose of people not getting a date? Like, there were only two more guys. Why not just add one more to each group date? That's a good question. Maybe to just get in their own heads and make them be like, oh, God, she doesn't like me. And see if that, like, stirs the pot. That's the only thing I can think of. A lot of people are asking me my thoughts on Lincoln, but I think I've made those clear. Who was right? Oh, Kick Back with Kate wants to know who was right, Lincoln or Connor. I think they were both wrong. I don't think either one of them were right. Zach Zola, is there any chance that Colton is actually a virgin? The dude spent an entire weekend in LA with Tia. Well, an entire weekend? So that doesn't mean they had sex. Yeah, of course there's a chance that he is an actual virgin, because that would be a really effed up lie to tell if he wasn't. I'd be really effed up. But I mean, I also wouldn't be surprised in this show. Thanks for tuning into Grape Therapy. I also apologize if you don't tune into Grape Therapy because you don't want spoilers and you're in like the UK or something and it doesn't air for another 2 years. But let me tell you, you're missing out. You're missing out on a good therapy session. Oh, I wanted to give you guys a joke. In honor of the chicken, what's his name? David? I might have already told this joke on a podcast, but I'm going to do it again for the chicken because he ain't going to be around much longer, okay? What is the sexiest farm animal? Brown chicken, brown cow. Landy. Did it landy with you? Or did I already tell that joke and you guys are like, oh, good one, that was funny the first time. Caitlin. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Here is my sponsor review for this Thursday, Grape Therapy. Netflix Ibiza, available now on Netflix. Liquid IV, visit liquid-iv.com. Enter promo code VINE for 20% off your first order. And Rothy's, visit rothys.com and enter code VINE for free shipping. That's it for the sponsors. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Love you.